Let us invoke for divine blessing. Mother, Father, God, please bless this sacred time. Guide us to the words that attract our spirit. Bless this communication to our highest good and the highest good of all. We gratefully receive these messages as our treasured gifts today. Thank you in full faith. Take a deep breath. Relax. Use this moment of silence to bring all of your awareness into the present moment and consciously connect with the divine presence within. Open yourself to receive. Bring your awareness to your heart. And also focus on the area at the top of your head. Lexio. For the first reading, listen with an ear of the heart to sense the word or phrase that resonates with you. Continue to repeat the word or phrase. Allow it to settle into your heart and savor it. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." His slaves said to him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" He replied, "No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then, at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning. But gather the wheat into my barn. Bring your awareness to your heart. And also focus on the area from your forehead to the center of your head. Meditatio. As I read this again, engage your sense of wonder. How does this message inform your life today? Listen for anything that speaks to you or touches you as this felt experience gains form. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." His slaves said to him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" He replied, "No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then, at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn." Bring your awareness to your heart Also focus on your throat. Oratio. As I read this, once again, feel the prayer that arises within to express your authentic, intimate, and heartfelt response to the experience. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." His slaves said to him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" He replied, "No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then, at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, 'First, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning. But gather the wheat into my barn.'" Bring your awareness to your heart. And also focus on the area just below your navel. Contemplatio. As I read this a final time, rest. Allow these words to wash over you and fill you up. Linger in this place of deep connection. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." His slaves said to him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" He replied, "No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then, at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, 'First, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning. But gather the wheat into my barn.'" Let us set our intention, silently say, "It is my intention to carry into my life the message that I received today as a reminder to actively live this word and listen deeper throughout my day. So be it." Let us give thanks. Mother, Father, God, thank you for the blessing of your divine word. Thank you in full faith.